It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Prescribed fires are important tools for reducing the risk of catastrophic wildfires. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse tells us, a new report shows the federal government is doing fewer of them.
The advocacy group Grassroots Wildland Firefighters found that so far this year, fuels reduction projects were down some 38% compared to the previous 4 years. But they also found wide variation in the West. Idaho and Montana sat at 21 and 28% respectively, the two lowest figures. But at 90%, Utah got close to recent years.
Utah's doing great, and so God bless them.
That's Grassroots' Bobby Scopa, a retired firefighter with over four decades of experience. In a mid-September letter, Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz pointed to, quote, operational challenges as a factor behind his agency's difficulty in carrying out hazardous fuels work. Those included significant early-year fire activity, which extended well into the season. Every year, the country fails to do enough prescribed fire and other fuels work, Scopa warns. The situation just gets worse. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Colorado's mountains are expected to see snow this week, bringing much-needed powder to Colorado's lagging snowpack. CPR's Tina Sieg reports another storm next week could snarl holiday traffic.
If you're planning to drive across the high country around Thanksgiving, it's best to stay flexible. Brianna Bielo is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Keep an eye on the forecast and plan accordingly. As my mother would say, pack your patience in your pocket.
It's been a fairly dry winter so far, with snowpack well below normal. But a recent storm finally brought the season's first notable snow to the mountains, especially the San Juans. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The city of Grand Junction settled a use of force lawsuit. In January, a man sued, alleging that a Grand Junction police officer needlessly tased him. According to the settlement, the city paid $250,000. This is KRCC and